Our topic for this morning is angels of light. You may wonder what are we talking about? Angels, we have never seen an angel. But these are figures of speech used by the Apostle Paul. And our text is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Reading from verses 12 to 15. Verse 12 says, "But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire the occasion, that is an opportunity to find fault with me, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we are." Verse 13, "For these are false apostles." Paul here is directing his speech and writing to those in the church who are corrupting the message, attacking his ministry, and he comes out with very clear language. Verse 13, "These are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness." Amen. Up to here is our reading. This morning's message is one of the most important but very difficult to understand, and you need the instruction of the Holy Spirit and His illumination. I want to repeat this because for the sake of some friends who may be visiting, some who may be new to this church and the ministry of the Word, which we major in, you need the Holy Spirit instruction and assistance that you understand what we are talking about. For this message is very vital for the day. For deception and seduction is the keynote of the day in this society. There's so many things that mislead and detract us, so that you, after a while, unless you are protected and defended by the Holy Spirit, we are misled and being pulled into the world and into many false doctrines and false teachings. What are we talking about when we talk of angels of light? Now, for your information, because today's message is so important and difficult to understand, I have prepared all the OHPs that you're going to see to help you understand. They will be printed in a sheet available to those who are interested. I know there are some people who, if you give them out routinely, take home and throw them away or fire them up and never touch again. So those of you who are interested, we have about 200 copies available outside. But you must make an effort to go and get it. Angels of light. Who are angels of light? They say, I've never seen an angel. Well, in this context, Paul is referring to the people who purport or who make themselves out to be messengers of God. This is the idea. What is an angel? An angel is a messenger, a heavenly messenger who carries a message from God to men. In this context, Paul is referring to certain men who purport, that is, make themselves out to be messengers from God, telling you this is what God wants you to know. But they are false. You get the idea? So we're going to talk about angels of light. Who are they? Angels of light refers to Satan and his agents. His agents could be anyone who stands up and delivers a message purporting to be from God. Could be a pastor, such as standing here. Now, if he is preaching a false gospel, he is an angel of light, a false one, a false angel of light. And these are to be found in pulpits as pastors, preachers, teachers, who teach in seminaries and Bible colleges, professors, evangelists, scholars, translators of Bibles. Many of them today who are in important key positions translating the Word of God are apostates, unbelievers, who are empowered, authorized to translate. What do you think will be the product of what they translate? In their minds and in their hearts, they do not know God. And they do not know the truth. They are filled with evil ideas and wrong doctrines, and they put it into the Bibles, and we are the sufferers for it. Now, you say, if that is such an important doctrine, what has the Lord Jesus got to say about it? I want you to turn there to Matthew's Gospel. Oh yes, our Lord has something very important to say to us about angels of light. In the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 7, Matthew 7:15, here the Lord Jesus himself says to us, and if you have a pen to mark, please mark it in your Bible so that you will notice, you will be instructed. This is a message from the Lord Jesus himself to you. What does he say? Matthew 7:15 says, beware of false prophets. These are the angels of light. People who stand in pulpits, who teach in seminaries, who pretend to be couriers of the truth. They are telling you doctrines of devils. This is what we're talking about. They come to you in sheep's clothing. Ah, what are these people? They look like shepherds.
They look like sheep, so docile. They come in disguise. He said, oh, he's a reverend, you know. I say, reverend devil. They are more effective to deceive. People are taken in. Well, he must be a holy, holy man. Reverend. He cannot tell us any wrong doctrine, can he? How wrong we are when we trust in these people to tell us, for they will tell you the wrong doctrine, and when you believe the wrong doctrine, you are finished. This is what the Lord says. They come to you in sheep's clothing, inwardly they're ravening wolves. Of course, it is not literal, but when you believe in them and follow their doctrine, you suffer destruction in the end because you follow the wrong way. Verse 21. Not everyone who says to me on that day, coming to the door of heaven, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. What is the will of my Father in heaven? Can you know? Do you know? You cannot know, but only by the reading of the Word of God in faith and obedience. You cannot read with your own intelligence, but you must read prayerfully and obediently, asking the Holy Spirit to cleanse you from your sins, to open your understanding, and reading then the Word of God becomes meaningful and instructive. Do that. Verse 22. Now this is a warning. This is a warning of the angels of light that you see flash on the wall there. False prophets, ravening wolves. Verse 22 says, please follow me. Many will say to me in that day, as though they were at heaven's door, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied or preached in your name? The word prophesied equals preached. Have we not preached? Have we not taught in Sunday school? Have we not taught in various fellowships or Bible classes? And in thy name cast out devils. Today there are so many faith healers, exorcists, who claim to be casting out devils. Devils by the dozens. Even raising the sick and the dead. Oh, they claim this. They've lost count. The number of dead people they've raised. I said, is that so? Pardon me. You say you've raised so many. Follow me. Please come with me to Singapore General Hospital. And raise those people who are crippled and sick and with fractures and so and so on. Oh, no, 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 we don't do those things. We only do it on stage. On stage, our props, those people, we are prepared to come on stage to be healed. So this is what will happen. On that day, Jesus will say, show me your credentials. Where have you healed? What have you preached? And Jesus says, I know you not. Depart me, ye workers of iniquity. Today we are living in an age of great deception, when the false teaching and preaching comes from pulpits. And you say, must be all right. Dear friends, it is not all right. So we will go on as we look into today's teaching. So beware of angels of light. There can be any church, as so many churches are not preaching the gospel anymore. You walk into a church, there is sweet talk. Be kind. You say, sounds good. Be loving. Why not? Be neighborly. Go and be a good neighbor. And that is about all the gospel. Be friendly. Paul says, the church is not a social organization. Not social. If you want to social, join the People's Association or any other club and association. You're right there if you want social things. But the Church of Jesus Christ has a very important spiritual connotation. It is a spiritual body. We're not here to teach you how to be better citizens as such, although we do. But this is not our end point. It is not here to teach you how to do a lot of other good things. But it is a spiritual body. We are here to inform you, unless you have faith, sola fide, only by faith and only based on the Holy Scripture of God, and only Jesus Christ can save you. Nothing else can save you. Anything outside of these three is a false gospel. Sadly today, in the majority of churches, when you go in, they have sweet talk, social talk. But you do not hear of the need for a person to be saved out of his sins. And such a church that preaches the pure gospel is as a chaste virgin. Oh, dear friends, all you young girls and ladies, this is what God requires of us. If you're a believer, be a good believer. Be a chaste virgin, both physically, socially, as well as spiritually. Yes, it applies always, both ways. Until you get married, until you walk up the aisle and promise God that I'm going to be attached to this one person for life. You do not try to live as husband and wife. You cannot. Why? This is the teaching. Be a chaste virgin, both physically, spiritually, both apply. We do not compromise. Today, the word is compromise. Never mind. Everything, anything is good. As long as you are happy, is good. Is that so? No, dear friends. This is what AWARE says. You know the organization called AWARE? As long as you are happy, you're not hurt, you're not infected, that's all right. I say it is not all right. Because we have a soul, and that soul is only saved by the gospel of Jesus Christ. And for that, you must adhere only to the gospel, nothing else. Only by faith. And that it makes you, as a chaste virgin church, the church that holds on to the faith of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that is as a chaste virgin. The church that begins to socialize and to preach another gospel, something else, is no longer a chaste virgin. So I say, are you in that category? Are you someone who
lives and talks and walks in Jesus Christ our Lord. How well do you know Jesus? Unless and until you come to the cross and there you see Him bleeding on the cross for you, dying for your sake, and say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And I look to you. Jesus saves you, and He confirms that He saves you because He rises from the dead for you. Looking unto Jesus, our blessed hope, there is no other Savior who rose from the dead for you, only Jesus. I say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I know Jesus as my Savior. So we all can say with Paul writing to Titus, saying, looking unto the blessed hope and the glorious returning of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Is that your hope? So that is the test of your faith. Where is your faith leading you to? Now Paul says, don't be as Eve. You know the story of Eve? That is the beginning of all mankind's trouble. Satan came to Eve and said, hey you, did God really say this? Is that so? Why don't you pause a while and listen to me? Did God say so? I said, dear friends, never doubt what the Bible says. And I may say again, only the King James Bible is faithful. Only this Bible is the Word of God from cover to cover. Nothing that is deceptive. Whereas I cannot say that of the modern English versions, because there false apostles, deceitful workers, apostles pretending to be apostles of Christ and angels of light are behind the translation. How can you trust it? So the lesson is, learn from Eve. Eve gave way to the words of Satan. Did God really say? That's right, you know. God says, don't touch. Did God say, don't touch? No. God says, don't eat. So here we are. Today, there are those who stand in pulpits. They are ordained, yes. They belong to some respectful named church. Oh, this church, that church, mainline church. Big churches, thousands of people. They are ordained. I say, yes, ordained, but apostates. Are they ordained apostates? Let me ask you, do you know? If you go to the directory, you can find dozens of ordained apostates. They can be reverend, right reverend, bishop, archbishop, and so on and so forth. They deceive in almost all churches you go to today. You say, don't say so, don't be so harsh on them. Don't be so hard. They're so kind. I say, friends, we are not talking of kindness. We're talking of truth. Is it true? What is an apostate? Today I have taken the trouble. As I said, all these OHPs are available. Only you have to ask for it. And in the asking, you signify your real, genuine interest. What is an apostate? I define for you. One who no longer believes what he once believed to be true. Today he's changed his mind.
which means originally, when he said he believed, he never really believed. We can call this a turncoat, somebody who changes his mind and is a deserter, no longer with us. It took us 30 years in the Bible Presbyterian Church to identify these apostates in our midst. Do you know that? But eventually they came out. They could not tahan. They exposed themselves. They demanded we must have modern English Bibles. And with it came a lot of other things. We must have speaking in tongues. We must have healing and all these kind of satanic things. I have prepared for you a guide to 20th century apostasy. As I said, today's message is a very important one, but a very difficult one to assimilate and to accept. You say, you always say you are right, you are right, you are right. Other people are wrong. I say, dear friends, I'm sorry. I have to tell you what is in the Bible. I'm not saying I am right. I'm saying the Bible is right. And if I follow the Bible and tell you what is in the Bible, that is right. It's not me. His words, God's word. So, I have prepared for you. This is a synopsis or summary extracted from a bigger book of 292 pages available in 34 pages. You can get it in a book room, $1. It saves you researching into 292 pages. And here in 34 pages, I shrink it down to 10 minutes to tell you. In this guidebook, you find there are three main groups of apostates. Now you understand what is an apostate. After today, you cannot say that you don't know. You must know. Apostate is one who used to believe, who professed to believe, now no longer believes. He changed his mind. And there are three main groups identified in this guidebook. You must know so that you are protected, so that you know when you walk into that church. We have friends in New Zealand, migrated from our church in New Zealand. They wrote back to me, he says, oh, when we went to this church, we thought we walked into a disco. The kind of music and the lights flashing and the people dressed and gyrating on stage, we thought we are in the disco. But they are church. There are three main groups. Evangelicals, who are the new evangelicals? Evangelicals are people such as we are, believing in the gospel message. They claim to believe. They could therefore call evangelicals, but they are new. How new? They identify themselves as new. They say, while you say, we must separate from unbelief. They say, no. We must infiltrate. Must go and join them. And then we will save them. I said, that is not the teaching of the Bible. The Bible says, if that group is not repentant and adheres to wrong doctrine, you get out. You don't join them. So who are the new evangelicals? Most famous, most well-known globally is the name of Billy Graham. Billy Graham is my age, older, a bit older. When I went to college, he was the most famous evangelist. Everybody has Billy Graham records and songs. So good. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Everybody sings it. When he was okay. There was a time when Billy Graham was okay. He said, I am from Bob Jones University. Ah, people think he's all right. Today he's fallen away. 5 years after he said that, he says, ah, my doctrine is the same as the Roman Catholics. Then later on he says, the Pope is the greatest evangelist in the world. All right? Where are you? You agree with Billy Graham? By the year 1997, he says, all religions will be in heaven. Everybody. He has now turned a universalist. Universalist means all people will be saved because God is love. God will not send anybody to hell. Everybody will go to heaven. This is called universalism. Now, Billy Graham started out good, became an apostate. Now he is talking devil's language, devil's doctrine. What do you know? This is called apostasy. Now you understand what is apostasy. There are some people who get very angry because you say Billy Graham is no good. They say, I was saved in Billy Graham. Is that possible? Answer is absolutely possible. When he was preaching the gospel, people can be saved. By hearing the gospel, not Billy Graham, but the truth of the gospel, they can be saved. But for him to continue to preach the wrong gospel, he is an angel of light. The next group, we are talking of groups, please. The next group identified is the Pentecostals. Why do we call them the Pentecostals? Because they grew up from the idea that it is another Pentecost come down. They got it. They have the same ideas, same power as the apostle had at Pentecost. What happened at Pentecost? Tell me. 50 days after the ascension, Holy Spirit came down. And the apostles suddenly could talk to people there in 12 different languages so that you can hear every kind of language being spoken. But of the same thing, of the gospel, that is Pentecost. And when they saw dead people, cripples, deaf and dumb, one touch of the hand of Peter, people were healed. Obviously, clearly, openly healed. Now there's a group that says, we have the same thing, the same gift. We also speak in tongues, but are they talking a language? No. They say this tongue. And they say, this is the sign of the Holy Spirit. We have a lady come to our prayer meeting, and suddenly while we are praying, she went, blah, 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 blah. And they said, are you also baptized in the Spirit? I said, no. Who are you? Okay. That is the kind of tongue. Our dear friends, the deception of Satan is too powerful. And they are the people who say they got the gift of tongues, gift of healing, gift of prophecy. They can tell you, oh, that one is the one you should marry. Marry him. And they get married. A week later they say, but we're not compatible. We're separate. So now it's God's will, you divorce. The third group is the Church of England. Why do I mention the Church of England? It is the biggest of all Protestant churches, the biggest. 70 million, 70. How many are the BPs? I think the whole world may be 10,000. The whole world may be 10,000. You know what is 10,000 compared to 70 million? So the Church of England. Now why do I say the Church of England? Every Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Church of England, says, when the Pope visits England, they embrace and they apologize and they confess, we have lack of love, we will return to Rome. All of them. All of them. So, Church of England. These three groups added together will be probably in the region of 500 or 600 million people in the world. Today, numbers count. In the world situation, numbers count. You say, we BPs are so strong. How strong are you? 5,000? Now in our church we have over 1,000. You call that strong when they talk of 1.2 billion. A billion is the 1,000 million, and a billion is the 1,000,000. All right, where are you? So, the World Council of Churches is an organization that brings together all these groups. And they claim to have 500 million. 500 million compared to the big mega church, Roman Catholic Church. 1.2 billion. Now please, we are talking of figures and numbers which count today. If you turn, read this at home, please. We have no time to read this. But this is a description of the one super global mega church, the Roman Catholic Church, which you cannot ignore. It is a force on world politics. Obama has to deal with the Pope. And when the Pope speaks, everybody listens. When he calls a prayer meeting for the world religions, every religion comes. That's what counts. And the name, the Bible name for it is Mystery Babylon the Great. Mystery you cannot understand. Thank God for Paul, the faithful watchman. Every one of us is a watchman. What does a watchman do? Watchman watches at night when people have gone to sleep, when people are in peaceful slumber. You watch. You watch over your territory. If there's an intruder, you raise the alarm. That is the one function of a watchman. Paul gave the alarm. He warned the church in Corinth. That is today's text. He says, there are angels of light, people pretending to teach you the gospel, but they're telling you something else. He's faithful. He warned the church in Corinth. He warned the church in Galatia, in Galatians 1:69. He warned the church in Ephesus, in Acts chapter 20. And he warned the church in Thessalonica, in 2 Thessalonians. Churches today are also warned. By whom? By the Apostle Paul. He says, the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine. They don't like to hear you. You're always criticizing other people. Only you BPs are right. I say, no, dear friends, we BPs are right only as far as we preach the Word of God. And we cannot help but preach the Word of God. We have nothing else to preach, only Word of God. So today, churches are being warned. Who warns them? The faithful watchman, Paul the Apostle. And we are in his steps. What must we do? What must we do? Again, I counsel you to read. All these will be available on OHB in one sheet, A4 size, every reference. Be not unequally yoked. Don't join them. Don't. It's a very clear instruction. You join them, you become part of the operation there. You will bear part of the blame and the punishment. Come out. Billy Graham says, join them. You say, no. God's word says, come out. Be separate. Unless they preach the right gospel, I cannot join them. But Billy Graham and his group says, all religions the same. I say, is that right? Are all religions the same? God says, be separate. I will receive you. It makes all the difference. Whereas all these who compromise will be rejected. We end today's message. The key to today's modern gospel is compromise. Don't say you are only you are right. Don't say it. Say all are right. That is the today's language. Compromise. It is a road to apostasy. It's very easy road. Just join them. And that is the road to ecumenism. What is ecumenism? Ecumenism is everybody's right. The whole world is one. Join them. Angels of light, God help us to understand. And I remind you, you can further read by reading the Guide to 20th Century Apostasy. There you will read of all the angels of light today who are purporting to be preaching the gospel. Do you know that almost all the seminaries of any note in America have all fallen away? Amazing, amazing. Once they preached this true gospel, now they teach something else. Of course, the old gospel is still good, but there are other ones also acceptable. Compromise is the key word for today. I'm saying, dear friends, compromise makes you an angel of light, a false angel of light. God help us. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, may your Spirit teach us and lead us into thy truth, that the knowing the truth, it will set us free. Help us to be good soldiers for thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.